Bites Behind the Media, making you smarter around the water cooler. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket, and they come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS.
But I can't get it before tomorrow's 10:53 flight.
Well, you should have started.
I planned way too late.
Yes, you should have been.
But I now know.
Now you know.
That the bag that I've been using for the last 10 years.
Will not survive.
It's definitely going to have its last trip.
So carry some duct tape with you. Duct tape is a wonderful tool.
I love duct tape.
Oh, man. I've had some. We were in Italy one time. The bottom fell out of my suitcase at the very beginning of that trip. And I made it home.
That's great.
With duct tape.
We love duct tape.
Oh, we love duct tape.
You should never go anywhere without it when you get right down to it.
I know. By the way,
if you're going to get away, bring duct tape.
You won't need duct tape with away suitcases.
That's right.
Right. Okay, the Bites Behind the Meter. We're going to start off with dolphins and loving TV. Not the dolphins in Miami, but dolphins in general.
Have you ever swum with dolphins?
My daughter did down in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't.
I did.
I didn't. I know.
I got a kiss. Oh, I got a kiss from a dolphin.
She actually hung on to one of the fins and got pulled around.
Oh, that's very cool.
I have no desire to be. I like Flipper, by the way. It was one of my early shows that I really enjoyed.
Come on, Dan.
I enjoy it.
They call him Flipper.
Do you know what we're talking about, Steven?
Faster.
You have no idea. Oh, my goodness. He has no idea what we're talking about. Flipper was a show back in the 70s. Right. And it was so stinking popular. It was about this dolphin.
Right.
And
very smart dolphin.
A very smart dolphin. Although all dolphins, that's sort of an oxymoron.
Could be.
All dolphins are smart.
Yeah, but this dolphin had a TV show. That's pretty smart.
That's right.
That's a pretty smart dolphin. He had an agent, I think. Yes. He made appearances.
He probably did. You know. I probably had a SAG-AFTRA card, too. it was SAG at the time because they joined much later after that show. But look it up sometime, Steve. You'll enjoy learning about the dolphin Flipper.
I thought we were going to sing the whole jingle.
No, that would have been embarrassing.
Faster
but anyway. So why do we think that they enjoy TV? Because researchers at Dolphin Plus Mammal Responder in Key Largo, Florida, they did a study. They used 11 bottlenose and 5 rough-toothed dolphins. I wasn't aware what a rough-toothed dolphin was, other than the fact that they have rough teeth.
That's right.
And so they placed them in front of some TV shows.
Do dolphins have dentists?
Well, the Miami Dolphins do, but I don't know about the ones in the water.
All right, keep going.
And so they had them watch Planet Earth and also SpongeBob SquarePants.
I love that.
And these dolphins were fixated on these TV screens. But the interesting thing was that apparently the male dolphins were more aggressive.
Well, they watch more.
That's what it says.
The males watch more TV.
They watch more. And I thought, that's pretty much what happens. So the male
dolphins can zone out like their human counterparts. They can compartmentalize.
They can.
Ooh.
But the other thing they felt that the reason for this was why they were more aggressive is that the male dolphins wanted to interact more. And they couldn't with the TV. They just had to sit there and take it in.
Right.
But they were getting a little aggressive.
Right, because they were upset when they saw something that
they couldn't do anything about. Which is what happens with us sometimes.
How big are these screens? That's another thing I'd like to know. I just asked.
Were they wide screens?
Yeah,
were they small screens?
Right.
Did they put them on the water?
UHD?
Did they have to stick their heads
I mean, you know.
I don't know. But anyway, check it out. These dolphins watching TV. They love TVs just like humans. We'll be keeping an eye on that. This other one's a sad story. I'm not a WWE kind of guy.
This is a sad story. There were 3 deaths yesterday in pop culture.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I knew you're going to ask me now that.
Well,
I
then
came
you shouldn't have said
it, right?
The three. Hey, you didn't know the three.
No, I was listening to Chuck Nolan on the radio, and he talked about 2 others besides Mean
So this
Gene.
Is Gene Okerlund.
Mean Gene.
And he's the guy who, if you've watched even just for a moment, back in the day.
30 years.
He was
on
the
WWE.
Guy who, he wasn't the announcer, he was the interviewer.
Right.
He would. You know, do those stupid interviews. Oh, so what do you? I always thought it was so silly what he did, but it all fed into the narrative.
Right. I was like, wait a second. Come on.
That's like, whoa, what
Dan,
did you think?
I don't want to really burst your bubble
yes,
here.
It's not real.
It's all scripted.
Oh, I thought it was real, Jimmy. But anyway, he's a well-known.
He was beloved by the wrestling community, and our thoughts and prayers obviously are with his family.
He passed away at 76.
Mean Gene, and 76 is way too young. I mean, you know what's amazing is that there are a lot of announcers out there still working into their 70s. Vince Scully, I think, worked until he was 87 years old.
Yeah, and we're still working. So,
but we're not 87 years old. My body might be.
That's how I feel after running last night and working out. So this other story, you and we always complain about the cable companies. You've been cord cutting, then reattaching the cord.
Captain and Tennille. The captain died yesterday.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know what his
music?
Name is. But yeah, the Captain and Tennille was a pop. So that's the second one.
Is that two names or one?
No, it's Captain, two different people.
Oh.
It was the captain
and
then Tennille.
Yeah.
And it was the captain, and of course he has a real name.
Right.
And I can't come up with it, but that's who, and then I'll come up with the third one before
the end of the show.
Yeah.
So you've cord cutted, and then you've reattached the cord, and then you partially discorded. And but you know the frustration with cable. They basically suck you in, and then they control your mind. They do.
Brain hacking.
Brain hacking, yes.
They're hacking your brain.
Right. So the town of Charlemont, I'm not familiar with Charlemont, in Western Mass.
I've actually been to Charlemont.
It's about 1,100 people in that town.
Yeah.
And, of course,
there's a golf course there.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
I have to go find out. But anyway, they have not had a lot of good internet access there. They've been doing, I guess, dial-up for a long time. And lo and behold, along came Comcast and said, hey, we are the answer. We have answered the call in many communities around the country and wherever else they are. And we'd love to be able to supply you with
cable lines.
With cable. Yeah, we want to give you broadband coverage in your town.
Right.
So normally people say yes, except this town said, no, thank you.
No, because every dollar that's paid to the cable company for that, a percentage of it goes obviously to the cable company.
Right.
And a percentage comes back into the town, but it's just different now. This is the beginning of the end, I believe, of local access TV. Just between
I think it is.
Well,
but anyway, so these folks wanted their own broadband, and they said no. And apparently, this is something that's going on more and more in communities because they want control to stay local. They don't want someone to charge them for something from some other part of the country or the world. They want to pay for something that has to do with their town. And so they voted it down, and they spent $1.5 or $1.5 million for their own broadband network.
Yeah.
And so I found it kind of interesting that the you usually think that you're going to go along with what the big guys are telling you to do. And in this case, they said, no, thank you. We'll do it ourselves.
Yeah, and it has a lot to do with the fact how far Wi-Fi technology has come. Because once you have a central transmitter,
it's easier
to
get
your piggyback and get access to the internet. Access to the internet now becomes more important than access to the actual individual television networks.
Exactly. Okay. Netflix. Did you see this one, Jimmy?
Not sure.
So they.
I obviously don't have it on my notes, so probably not, Dan.
Okay, so Netflix.
Flying blind here now. Go ahead.
So Netflix pulled an episode of, I guess it's a comedy show called Patriots Act. And in Saudi Arabia. And the reason for that, because, well, they said that they wanted to comply with local laws, but apparently in that episode it contained some references to the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, who was the journalist who was...
went to the embassy and never came out.
Exactly. And so that was somehow part of this show. I did not see the show. Netflix is catching some heat, saying that they're buckling to the pressure of the powerful Saudi Arabians, that this is nothing but censorship. They shouldn't be, and it almost feels like what their thing is, it's a technical, we're doing it because we want to comply with local laws, but a lot of people aren't buying it, that this is more of, Netflix caving.
I'm not sure how to go on this one. Yeah. I'm really not sure how I feel about it. There's so many of these shows on Netflix and Prime Video now and Hulu and Roku and all these other providers of content that – and there a lot of them do reflect real-life stories.
Right.
But they are fictional.
Right. So, but yeah, but I mean, just because, so if now they're asking you not to, you know, to pull that episode, really you can find any country somewhere that's going to be upset about something. So you're going to be busy pulling a lot of episodes over time.
Yes, you could be.
Yes, yes, including probably the episode I was in for Bones will be pulled.
Oh,
yes.
Well, no,
how'd
no.
you like how I slipped that in?
That was very good, Dad. Yes. Do you want to tell that story?
Well, you know, the only reason it was fresh in my mind, I was cleaning my office out and I found there was, when I was on an episode, it was season 9, Fury and the Jury, and
wait, hang on a second.
Yes.
Hang on a second.
What?
Not only do you remember the season,
yes,
and the episode,
but I remember the name.
The name of it, too.
Yes. And my character was Robert Seger.
Yes.
The musician, kind of a play on
Bob
that.
Seger.
Right, Bob Seger.
Right.
And so I was cleaning out my office. At the time when it aired, some friends threw a viewing party. And they made me this great picture with, you know, they showed the cast and yeah. said featuring, you know, guest star Dan Lothian, which is what the credits say. But they did this
nice
thing.
Is the
me.
Word star next to your
name? Yeah, it says guest starring Dan Lothian.
Wow.
Is what it said.
So you truly were a star.
Well, I don't know where I was, but that's what it said.
You were a guest
star. So I found this thing in my office. So it was just a few days ago.
Yeah.
And it was just sitting in something.
Is it like a still of you on the show?
No, this one is more something that was produced just to, like an official kind of looking thing. But there is a still somewhere. Someone took a picture of the credits and me on the screen or something.
Wait,
and
I want to go back a second.
Yes.
What season was that again?
Season 9. It's called Fury and the Jury.
Season 9, Fury
and the Jury.
And yeah. Jury.
Robert Seger.
And Robert Seger.
Yeah.
That's who you were.
That's my, yep.
Yeah, but no, but I can get season 9 of Bones.
Yes, you can. Bones.
That's what I'm going to go look for on my Netflix tonight.
Okay.
Is see Dan Lothian on TV.
When the episode begins, you see me up in, the stars are looking up at a monitor and I'm on TV and you hear my voice. That's the first thing you
hear.
By
the way, if I was a producer of that show, that's exactly how I would put you, all right? I just want to say, get his voice out there, get his presence on the anchor desk, because that's where I think you still belong.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've
thank
seen you,
so
you on
much.
Beat the Press.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I
and we'll give them a plug, but even though they won't plug us.
Well, I would love to do another appearance somewhere. So for those of you who are listening out there, look up how well I did on that show, and then just call me up. I got my SAG-AFTRA card. I'm still active. I pay my dues. So
and you
I'm
get
available.
A check in the mail.
And I get a check in the mail, yes. Okay, now, the government shutdown, and again, we hope that by the time people hear this podcast, there will be no government shutdown.
Oh, no, but I thought you were going to go with there will be no government.
Well, you could argue
that it doesn't happen now.
Exactly.
Right.
So, but the reason that this is so sad is that the little panda that we watch on TV all the time from the zoo in Washington.
The panda cam.
The panda cam. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's been shut down. Yeah. Because
why, he didn't like what was on TV?
It shut down because the federal government. The Smithsonian is closed.
And
so PandaCam has to go down. Now, PandaCam.
Hang on a second.
Yes.
Wait a second. Does that mean that our tax dollars are paying for PandaCam?
Well, yes. In some way, yes.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Even though I had a panda, as we went over the last time.
Yeah. The panda cam is really interesting.
Stuffed animal, it just, by the way, not
well,
a real
this
one.
This one's the real one, and you can watch it on TV. It's like a streaming of this thing as it sits there and eats carrots or bamboo or whatever the thing eats.
I just had a visual of a camera, you know, a live video camera on a stuffed animal. And it just streamed. And people will watch it.
You'd probably go viral. Let's do it. You know what? We should bring a panda in here.
We should try and do
stream
that.
It out while we're doing it.
That would be an interesting experiment.
Yeah, what
we
do you think about that,
iPhone.
Steve?
Would you like do that on the
Steve?
iPhone.
I think we should stream out a panda during our next podcast.
Because.
Okay.
All right. You're in charge of getting one. I don't have any more of my stuffed animals.
I don't have. I'd be a little worried about you, Jimmy. Anyway, those are our bites.
Wow.
Lots of bites.
Lots of
interesting stuff. Again, a wonderful time of year for us to kind of, we have a clean, well, 3 days in, we have a mostly clean slate.
That's right. The rest of the year to screw it up.
To screw it up. And I think, I'm always excited at this time of the year because there's a big unknown. How will the year wrap up? Will it be a better year than last year? We hope it will be.
It couldn't be much worse for me. I just want to say.
Well, we think, our podcast has been moving in the right direction, and we think this is going to be a bang-up year for us in 2019. again, Jimmy, always a pleasure to sit across the microphone from you. It's been a lot of fun.
Right.
Very
back at you,
Dan.
Today. And I like your tan, because as you get closer to that those flames, you know, you're getting darker and darker as the show goes on.
I am. And warmer and warmer, too. Now I'm dehydrated. I'm going to drink some water here virtual fireplace.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast along with us. We know you did, because we did. Share it. Keep listening on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. For our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.